Okay. Today is Tuesday, December 27th, and I'm here with Mr. I'll let you say your name.
Ronald Kimber.
And we're talking about the Sycamore Hill area and the neighborhood that was just adjacent to that. Is it okay that I'm recording you?
Yes.
All right. So we can just start just kind of a basic question. Did you grow up in this area?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I grew up, we call it the downtown neighborhood, the downtown.
Okay.
I grew up at 104 West 1st Street.
Wow. Okay.
Stand on my front porch and be right directly look at the clock.
Okay. That's great.
In my household, it's my grandmother, Estella R. Goodwin, her husband, Eli Goodwin, my mother, Mary D. Kimber, my older sister, Terry Kimber. I'm the middle child, Ronald Kimber. My younger sister, Sharon Kimber.
That's great. So do you have fond memories of growing up on this area?
I do have fond memories, many fond memories that I kept to today.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
In fact, I've documented a lot of those memories in some very simple poems that I've written.
Okay.
And I call that collection Diary of a Downtown Cat.
That's
it's a collection of poems.
Would you like to read one of them for us?
I will.
Not to put you on the spot.
I'm kind of a shy person. I guess you know that by now. Okay. Ready?
Sure.
This poem is entitled Downtown Kids. Downtown Kids. Having fun is what we did. Rode stick ponies, fed no pigs. Skated funky, dreamed real big. Explored the intricate canyons of alleyways. Bum rushed Diener's Bakery for day-old donuts and cream puffs. Wrestled and boxed till we became tough. Rode tricked out bicycles crazy till we resembled some motorcycle gang. Got the most out of childhood through every season change. Waited for the marching bulldog band, not Santa, at the Christmas parade. Looked on with horror as some kid fell into the river, not saved. Invaded plum trees till they were bare. Exchanged cold leftovers till we learned how to share. Mingled with country folks in town who came to shop and hang around. Said yes ma'am to neighbors who tell our parents if we were bad. I won't swear, but I honestly don't remember ever being sad. I was a downtown kid. Having fun is what we did.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that with us. So when you lived in this area, did you also go to the church that was here?
Occasionally.
We heard stories
Sunday school.
the children sometimes didn't have any choice of whether they got sin or not.
Yeah, my mother belonged, there was a member here.
Okay.
And my grandfather was a member here.
Okay.
But I went to Catholic school, St. Gabriel's.
Okay.
So most of the times I went to St. Gabriel's.
Okay.
But the church was certainly prominent.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was a centerpiece. More or less.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share about the neighborhood?
It was a warm neighborhood. People were friendly. Everyone seemed to know each other. Most of us were poor. Or maybe at the time we didn't know we were poor. But we were happy.
Yeah.
It was a happy, just a happy existence. Mm-hmm. Hard sometimes, but happy. I don't know if you can understand that dichotomy or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember summers. You would thought these little three or four blocks was a big city. It seemed like so much activity, right?
Yeah.
Because right on Evans Street, that block was, I guess you would call it, Commerce, because there was a little mom and pop store they called Strollo's.
Mm.
You could buy meat, candy, sodas, vegetables, whatever. There was a barber shop there in that block.
Wow.
An attorney's office, Attorney Richard Powell, his office was there. couple of hot dog stands, juke joints where they play music.
That's great.
And people from the surrounding areas, like we call country folks, or people who live out in the rural areas, they will come to Greenville on the weekends, right? And shop, right? Of course, they would eventually come down this way.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a lively neighborhood.
That's great.
Yeah.
So do you remember about how long you lived here, what the year range was?
I was born in 1950. I think we moved. I was here through redevelopment.
Okay.
In other words, when they tore the neighborhood down.
You were here. Okay.
I believe that was 65, 66.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask, if you had any memories of when that happened.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to share?
About that?
Yeah.
When my folks actually moved, I spent the summer in the country at my aunt's house. Hmm. I love to go out there in the summertime, you know. And when I came back home to go to school, my folks had already moved. They moved at Kearney Park. There was a new projects, right?
Okay.
So I got on my bike and I rode down here, and it was like a ghost town. It was weird, but yeah, that was my recollection. I came down on my bike after everybody had moved out. The houses were still here. They were boarded up. Hmm. So it looked like a ghost town down here.
Yeah.
But, I never forgot my upbringing down here. Yeah. It was great. It was wonderful.
We just appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add before I turn the recorder off?
I remember Christmas parades.
I've heard lots of people say that.
Christmas parades were, I don't know, magical.
Wow.
And
so do you remember the route the Christmas parade took?
Yes. Yes, I do. Through what they call Five Points.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And all straight down through Evans Street.
Wow.
Right. And I don't know. It's just magical. You know, decorations. Sunday afternoons during Christmas time, I remember my mother would walk me and my two sisters on Sunday evenings after dark, just walk downtown to window shop.
Wow.
You know, that was a different time when you weren't worried about anybody bothering you or harming you, right? Just kids looking in the stores, you know, and just dreaming.
Yeah.
And so that was special.
That's great. Well, we just appreciate it. And I'll get you off the spotlight now. We'll get ready and put you on the other spotlight to take your photo, okay?
Okay.
All right.